This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House is tweeting out about new court documents surrounding the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and two former Trump associates who struck plea deals in exchange for their cooperation. More from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The papers surround the president's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, and Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, both accused of having more contacts with Russian associates than they first let on. Prosecutors allege Manafort lied about contacts with a Russian intermediary and contacts about Trump administration officials, claiming that he has breached his deal for a lighter sentence on two felony counts. In sentencing papers for former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, prosecutors allege he was fielding outreach from Russians who wanted synergy with the Trump campaign as early as 2015. Soon after that court filing was made public, Trump tweeted out, "Totally clears the president." Jackie Quinn, Washington.
With many questions still unanswered, governments in both the United States and China appear to be working to limit the fallout from the arrest of a top Chinese technology executive and its possible impact on trade negotiations. Ming Wanzhou, the chief financial officer for telecommunications giant Huawei, was detained at the request of the U.S. during a layover in Canada, the same day that President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed to a 90-day ceasefire and a trade war. Fears that the case might spark renewed U.S. trade hostilities have affected global financial markets. The top Democrat on the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner, warns the U.S. is being outgunned in cyberspace, already having lost its competitive advantage to Russia, while China is rapidly closing in. The Trump administration unveiled a new national cyber strategy in September, calling for a more aggressive response to online threats. This is VOA News. A former U.S. Attorney General from the administration of the late President George H.W. Bush is the current president's choice to again lead the Justice Department. Details from VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
President Donald Trump told reporters he wants former U.S. Attorney General William Barr to again take his old job.
I did not know him for until recently when I went through the process of looking at people, and he was my first choice from day one.
If confirmed by the Senate, Barr would succeed Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, who has been running the top federal law enforcement agency since Trump forced out Jeff Sessions a month ago. Whitaker was Sessions' chief of staff. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The United States has accused Russia and Syria of fabricating a story about chemical weapons used by Syrian rebels. The United States says it has credible information the account by Russia of chemical use in Syria in November was false and said that Russian and Syrian forces instead had fired tear gas. Russia's defense ministry had said on November 24th that Syrian rebels fired grenades containing chlorine near the government-held city of Aleppo. Syrian state media also reported that account. French police fired tear gas Saturday at yellow-vested protesters on the Champs-Élysées. The demonstrators are protesting France's high cost of living. Police say at least 1,500 demonstrators have been taken to the streets and at least 127 people were arrested. Since the unrest began in November in response to a sharp increase in diesel fuel taxes, 4 people have been killed in protest-related incidents. The U.S. Secret Service ended nearly 40 years of protecting former President George H.W. Bush with a tribute. AP's Warren Levinson.
The detail officially ended Friday morning, the day after Bush was buried at his presidential library in College Station, Texas. The Secret Service nickname for the 41st president, Timberwolf. Some agents became close friends. Agents were honorary pallbearers at this week's funeral events. The Secret Service paid tribute to the late president on Twitter, posting photos from 2013 when Bush shaved his head in support of an agent's 2-year-old son with leukemia. Bush's daughter Robin died of the disease at the age of 3. I'm Warren Levinson.
The U.S. space agency Mars Lander has captured the first sounds of Martian wind. The low-frequency rumblings were collected by the InSight lander during its first week of operations on Mars. The wind is estimated to be blowing between 16 and 24 kilometers per hour. Researchers say these are the first sounds from Mars to be detectable by human ears. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.